With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russian leader Vladimir Putin basking in victory again as results now show him easily winning a fifth term after facing only token challengers. BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt.
Any genuine opposition politician had been excluded previously. Some were disqualified from standing. Other, more high-profile Putin critics are in jail, exile, or, like Alexei Navalny, dead. Those ordinary Russians who oppose Mr. Putin appeared to heed a call from Mr. Navalny's allies to queue at polling stations at midday to select any other candidate or spoil their ballots. Queues snaked round the block in places. Meanwhile, abroad, Mr. Navalny's widow, Yulia Navalnaya, queued up to vote in the Russian embassy in Berlin. She said she'd written her late husband's name on the ballot.
Also at SRNnews.com, more signs of strengthening ties between North Korea and Russia.
North Korea's Kim is enjoying a Russian luxury limousine, gifted by Russian President Vladimir Putin, as the two nations expand ties. North Korean TV has shown a video of leader Kim Jong-un arriving at a greenhouse farm with a motorcade, including a car that appears to have all the styling details of a Russian Aura Senat. Kim's sister, a senior official, over the past year, North Korea and Russia have sharply boosted their military and other cooperation. I'm Karen Shamas.
Shooting in the nation's capital early today, leaving two people dead, five others wounded. Police still looking for what they believe is a single gunman. In New Jersey, a suspect now in custody after the allegedly shooting and killing three family members near Philadelphia earlier Saturday. He was arrested following a five-hour standoff. This is SRN News. An international religious freedom group ending its visit to Saudi Arabia earlier than planned. The Media Line's Felice Friedson reports.
The official visit to the Diriyah World Heritage Site in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom was cut short last week when the commission chairman, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, was ordered to remove his head covering or kippah at the site and any time he's in public. The commission statement reported that Saudi authorities demanded that the group leave the heritage site when Cooper offered what was termed a firm but polite denial of the request. He said, "No one should be denied access to a heritage site, especially one intended to highlight unity and progress, simply for existing as a Jew." I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
The Saudi embassy called the incident unfortunate. This is SRN News. An electronic system for filing returns directly to the IRS now available in 12 selected states. John Scott reports.
Direct File is a free online tool. Taxpayers in the 12 states who have very simple W-2s and claim a standard deduction may be eligible to use it this tax season. The Direct File pilot is part of the agency's effort to build out a new government service. Certain taxpayers in Florida, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Wyoming, Arizona, Massachusetts, California, and New York can participate. John Scott reporting.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has declared a state of emergency in 11 counties across a wide path in the central part of the state, struck by twisters and severe weather on Thursday. At least three deaths have been confirmed now because of the twister. More details at SRNnews.com.